Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Jump on to Sons of Liberty Media.com, get our articles over there, combating the lies found in the CIA media and their useful idiots that you're being inundated with 24-7. Go to the right side of that page, join us on YouTube Live, even now, join us on live chat, friends, or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. You can do the same thing there. We're on the front page. Click on to YouTube, go to the right side of the page, and join us on live chat. If you want to call in, 125 cities listening even now, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, were you paying attention to what was just going on here? Donald Trump, the guy that opened his platform to Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and to his coronavirus task team, who all work for Bill Gates, pushing his vaccinations. If you go to his rally, friends, guess what? You got to wear a mask. Really? I wonder if that applies to the President of the United States of America. Of course not. Of course not. Sons of Liberty Media.com just posted this morning, Fauci wants to remain panicked. He wants you to stay in a perpetual state of fear. This has been going on in this country for a long time. He demands, oh my goodness, friends, look at these people. Tell me they're right in their head. Hey, folks, you know what? You can take the most intellectual geniuses on the planet. I don't care for none of that. Why? Because if they don't know how to tell the truth, they're worthless. And I'm not even comparing this guy to an intellectual genius. No, he's a fool. He has sold himself down the river with this administration, friends, that is pushing this plandemic, and a plandemic it is, on Sons of Liberty Media. Fauci wants you to remain panicked, demands following social distancing guidelines. No, not going to do it. In other words, this is the headline coming from Anthony Fauci, right? Pretend with us. Come on. We want to see your sign of subjection to us. And if you don't, we're just going to continuously force compliance. Oh, friends, I believe that we haven't seen anything yet. Although we're seeing who they are, this is soft, friends, compared to what's going to get real hard concerning a state of martial law. Because we're already in it. I don't think people have come to the realization that we're already in it. These people are, through force, to totalitarian methods, forcing you to do something which they have no lawful power to do. Or no constitutional authority to do. Just listen to the judges across the United States, friends, that are denouncing these governors. You don't have an authority to make people do this, but you see those that are willing to pretend with them. Well, if you want to come see the president now, you're going to have to wear a mask. Why isn't the president denouncing this? He did on March 7th. And at the end of March, he, of course, flipped his story again. He fakes right and he turns left. Nothing new here. I wanted to highlight something here. Tucker Carlson from, still making the same point here, Tucker Carlson over at Fox News. I think there's a lot of issues that he's taking a big swig of the Kool-Aid concerning the things that he promulgates, he broadcasts. But I think he has a lot of good things to say at times, too. We got to chew the meat and spit out the bones. But it's interesting because just yesterday I was trying to show you, America, how the media is continuously blowing up the left as if to suggest they have more power than the right. Okay? Well, Tucker Carlson comes out today and he points out that the Republican Party is impotent. Exactly. They are. They're weak. We have a tweeting president who does nothing more than browbeats criminals that he promised he would bring and execute the fullest extent of the law in law enforcement against the very people that he merely browbeats. He does nothing. He's impotent. The tweeting president. America's being destroyed because of the lack of law enforcement. Justice, again, guards our liberty, and justice is not what we're getting. Americans are under attack by this administration across the boards. Because if it wasn't, then where is law enforcement to deal with the wicked? We even see this with the rioters and the looters. We're told, firsthand information, friends, that the rioters and the looters in these prospective cities that they're rioting and looting in, unlawfully, mind you, the police are told to stand down. I'm leading into what I was talking about during the first segment again, but I want to make this point. Tucker Carlson points out that the Republican Party, which, by the way, is unconstitutional just as much as the Democratic Party is impotent when it comes to civil unrest. That's right. That's exactly right. Where's the rule of law, Mr. President, that you promised to bring back in to America? Now, I want to show you something here really quick. I did an article, I'm guessing 6, 7, 8 years ago now. And I bring this up, but I want to kind of like really highlight and bring out the pith and marrow of what I'm trying to get you to understand. When I talk about Saul Alinsky tactics, we know that Hillary Clinton, we know that Barack Obama, and we know that folks, federal government is infiltrated with Saul Alinsky's disciples. And remember, Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. He actually took the time to thank Satan, just so you know. One of their tactics is cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Specifically, page 126 on A Practical Primer for Realistic Radicals, Saul Alinsky. He highlights power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Isn't it interesting how the mainstream media continuously belittles? By the way, truthfully, because what you call the right in this country is the reason you have a left. That's how strong you're not. Okay? Or that's how strong you are. But what they love to do is they love to magnify the strength of the enemy, even when they exaggerate it and fabricate it, which they do continuously. You have 330 million people in this country that stand back and let their said representatives ruin their country by not enforcing the laws. That means you become the law, America, because you are the law. Okay? They want the American people to capitulate in the face of less than 1.7% of the population. Who are they magnifying, friends? The American people and the law, or are they magnifying what you call the left, the Democrats, and or those that are destroying your country? Who are they magnifying? They're using the small number against the majority and the law of the land. Why? Because that's what communists do. Now, I want to show you this because, again, I'm going to bring some numbers. And if you haven't heard this before, this is going to set a lot of you people free, and it's going to give you a lot of understanding as to how the media works today. And it's also, friends, going to pull the teeth out of what you think the media and the useful idiots have, because they really don't, unless you believe the lie that they're throwing on you. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. I'll cover this right when I get back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Now, I want to cover this, but I'm going to take a phone call really quick. I want to go back, and I want to show you how this whole system of deception works, okay? You have the media out there blowing up a small portion of the population, warring against the law. This is communism. It's called totalitarianism. A tactic of communists is to war against the law. They want to tear down the law. So what do? They play the victim as they perpetuate the crime. Nothing new under the sun. Homosexuals, the Muslims use it. We're seeing the same thing with many of those that are in Black Lives Matters, friends. It's unjustifiable, some of the stuff that we're seeing over there. And the list goes on. ACLU, SPLC, folks, you understand. We're going to get to that in just a moment because, again, I want to set some of you people free and give you an understanding that most people don't, just so you can get this all in perspective. Steve from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Well, I found it interesting when you brought up the past. I remember that well with the station manager, and it all kind of ties together. It's just a continuation of what's wrong. When they say they respect the office, you know, it's like the problem with the church today. They read Romans 13 for the benefit of the wicked and the benefit of the evil government, and so that evil can continue. They don't read Romans 13 and say, well, God wrote this Bible, and obviously, when I apply it, God's got a benefit in the end. You know, obviously, we can't obey a government that orders us to sin. We can't obey a government that's going to allow 61 million people to babies to be killed.
Well, Steve, hang on a second, though. I want you to think about this. No, they've been taught to turn the other cheek. They've been taught to submit to it, okay? And they have been taught to take on a new message rather than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now they take on the message that we're going to be raptured from responsibility. And this is the problem, ecumenical. I'm sorry, not ecumenical, but I'm talking about the end timers and what they continuously preach upon the people. And this is why they're self-condemned, this is why they're confused, and this is why they're afraid, because they're listening to a gospel that is a counterfeit to the true gospel, period.
Well, and Jesus told us, we'll know them by their fruits, because he said that right after, you know, he also said, many will say, Lord, Lord, you know, but we cast out demons in your name. And he'll say, he never knew them, begone workers of iniquity. So if their fruits are produced in evil, they ought to know that they're not preaching the gospel the way Jesus, you know, commanded it.
Yeah.
You know, we should be looking around and seeing a godly country if the church was successful, because we're supposed to be self-government, consent to the governed as well. And we all have a vote. So if the church was being successful and doing what it should, the fruits would be a godly country. It wouldn't be
no question.
Handing our kids over to them to teach evolution.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
our
right.
Kids knowing God.
Hang on a second. So that's right. In doing the schools across the country, we did a high school assembly program in Florida. And when we got to this particular high school in Florida, it was interesting, Steve, because we pulled up, and right when we pulled up, we noticed all these churches around the high school. And when I did the high school assembly, I noticed the kids were trying to figure out where the love was. They were trying to figure out why it was that they were being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. They were trying to figure out why they were being subjected to that which is illegal to teach in this country, evolution. They were trying to figure out why they were being subjected to that which is illegal in this country, sodomy. And the list goes on. Why they're being indoctrinated through international baccalaureate, which is a violation of the Bill of Rights, Article 10. They're trying to figure out why their parents and their pastors love them so much, but they're throwing them into a public school to be indoctrinated, which counters the very gospel that the pastors and the parents are supposed to be preaching. This is why they don't have any respect, Steve. It's exactly why.
And it's why those preachers and religious leaders don't like you. You're the straight edge. When you're held next to them, they're seen for crooked.
Yeah, I don't
when
like them much either.
There compared to, when they're sitting there compared to themselves, then they can say, this is how it is. This is the normal. But when somebody comes in there and says, well, wait a minute, this is what the Bible says. How come you aren't following it? Well, they don't like that.
Yeah,
you know, they're looking at a different gospel that somehow means you tolerate any evil thing that comes along.
I've never understood.
I don't see that in the Bible anywhere.
Yeah, Steve, I wanted to add this too. You know, and I've shared this a couple times, but it's interesting because when I was in the world doing everything that I knew I shouldn't have been doing, rock and roll, girls, you know, the party life, so on and so forth, nobody had a problem with me, Steve. When people started to have a problem with me is when I actually got saved, John 3:3, and I actually began to take heed to the words of Christ and practice what I preached by the power of the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, everybody wanted to know what was wrong with me. It's not what was wrong with me. It's now what's right with me, which exposes what's wrong with you. And of course, hypocrites don't like that. By the way, definition of hypocrite is pretenders. Matthew 23, it's exactly right.
Well, and that's what used to bother me. You know, when I was riding motorcycles and hanging out with biker crowds and all that, we never would have disputed in the world that we were sinful. We were like, yes, yes, of course. And of course God's angry with what we do. So what? We don't care. But I never would have dared say, well, I'm going to decide what is or isn't sin and tell God that I wasn't. I mean, one day all he had to do was convince me to do it the right way. But I mean, if you got to convince the guy that he doesn't decide right from wrong, most of the guys in the biker gangs I knew were more, they were less lost than the churches I sit in. It's amazing.
Yeah, Jesus said the harlots, they go in before you two to the Pharisees. Hey, Steve, let me attach myself to what you just got done saying. I remember in the rock and roll lifestyle where people were sitting around doing things that they knew they shouldn't have been doing, and they were all sitting in that circle talking about God. because they knew it was right and they knew it was wrong. Matter of fact, one of my first prayers that was ever birthed in my heart was to go back up to the Lord. I want to know the God of David. I want to know who you are, not what I see, is what came out of my heart and then threw my mouth back up into heaven. And his word returned unto me not void. He began to show me who I was and to show me who he was. And I remember going to church, and I would go to the church, and I was broken into 1,000 pieces, and I would go to church, and then after church, I would work, and then I'd go home, and I would stay in the Word. That's where I found my life, was in the Word of God. And then I would go back to the church, and I'd ask the pastors, why are you doing things like this when Scripture says that we're to do it like this? And I remember hearing these guys telling me, well, we just don't do things like that anymore. Well, no wonder why. The Holy Ghost isn't going to bear witness to the lie. He's going to bear witness to the truth. We have left off God's mandates. We have left off God's terms on meeting him because we don't want to meet him on his terms. And what are his terms? Well, at the foot of the cross. People don't like that cross. The flesh hates the cross. But I'll tell you what, those that understand the cross, they know the power of God unto salvation. And until we know that cross for ourselves and denying ourselves and taking up our cross and following Christ, we're never going to know who he truly is. And that's why so many people are lost today. I'll give you the last word, Steve.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing. A lot of the people that are preaching today, they just want to be painkillers to ease the consciences of the people that are doing wrong. And really, the lost can get that in the world. They don't need to come to the church for any of that.
Yep.
So
yep.
Those preachers prove themselves unnecessary.
That's exactly right. And they are. And by the way, the strength of the church in society today, I'll tell you what, the light is flickering like that of Eli. Why? Because he tolerates a Hophni and a Phinehas on so many different levels, friends. Okay? It's judgment begins in the house of God. Repentance starts with us before God. Before we can go out and do anything, we have to get it right between us and him. But we do it on his terms, not on our own. Thank you for the call, Steve. I totally appreciate it. I want to get over to this topic. Matter of fact, I could have stayed on the phone with you for another segment, Steve. This stuff is just so important that people understand. The strength of the church is what you see today. In contrast to what our forefathers established along with the Black Robe Regiment. I mean, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, friends. And we're allowing bad men to put the light out, which our forefathers dealt with, and they overthrew them. Again, read the Declaration of Independence. 3/4 of that documentation is our forefathers saying, we're not going to submit to tyranny. Better to obey God than to submit to tyranny on so many levels. Ben Franklin, John Adams, Roger... Whether it's so on and so forth, Roger Sherman, folks, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, I said Ben Franklin, I think. I'll be right back.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal judge ruled that former National Security Advisor John Bolton can move forward in publishing his tell-all book despite efforts by the Trump administration to block the release because of concerns that classified information could be exposed. The decision from U.S. District Judge Royce Lambeth is a victory for Bolton in a case that involved the core First Amendment and national security concerns. but the judge also made it clear his concerns that Bolton had gambled with the national security of the United States by taking it upon himself to publish his memoir without formal clearance from a White House that says it's still reviewing it for classified information. The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, depicts a president whose foreign policy objectives were completely linked to his own political gain. This is USA Radio News. As tensions gear up between the two nations, North Korea is preparing to flood the South with mountain-high piles of propaganda leaflets denouncing South Korean's president and North Korean defectors. Many of the leaflets will feature the face of South Korean President Moon Jae-in smeared with cigarette butts. The move comes amid serious escalations in tension between the countries, which are still technically at war, as their 1950 to 1953 conflict ended without any peace treaty. Senator Amy Klobuchar said she personally called presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to advise he pick a woman of color as his running mate, effectively announcing the end of her vice presidential aspirations. The Minnesota Democrat told MSNBC that she truly believes that it's a moment to put a woman of color on the ticket, and there are so many incredibly qualified women. Stay on top of everything going on around the nation. You can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so here it is. Let's get to this point that I want to make, okay? We were just talking about how Tucker Carlson, okay, love him or hate him, he's right on this point, points out the Republican Party is impotent, okay, by design. They're two sides of the same coin, friends. The Democrats and the Republicans are working for the same special interest groups. Look what's going on right now through this pandemic, okay? Now, what I want you to hear is this. The media loves to magnify small numbers over that of the masses. When you look at Donald Trump's rallies, there's no question there's a lot of people supporting this president. I mean, unprecedented in so many ways. There's no question about it again. No one's going to deny that. But how is it, friends, that they come up yesterday? By the way, this was Fox News that came up with Joe Biden polling at 50% where Donald Trump is polling at 39%. Yet, when you look behind closed doors, Joe Biden can't get 30 people to show up. But this is just like Hillary Clinton. This is the tactic. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. This is how the media is oppressing and paralyzing the people in this country. Well, there's nothing we can do. There's 1.7% of the population that's throwing out this propaganda and are being used to push forth a global agenda, and 330 million people, because they don't know the word or the Constitution, believe the lies. You deserve what you have coming. Hey, folks, Joe Biden doesn't have the support. That's why he's there, to drive support to Donald Trump's support base. And I want to throw in there, in parentheses, there's over 200 people running for the presidency of the United States of America right now. The only person that you have heard from through the CIA mainstream media is Joe Biden. He has zero credibility. He's a creep. You know it. He's a crook. You know it. The guy belongs behind bars, at least, and you know it. Why would they put up Joe Biden against Donald Trump? Because the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. So the American people fall back and say, well, our only choice is either Donald Trump or Joe Biden. You're fools. Of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. There's over 200 people running for the presidency of the United States of America, and they want you to settle for Donald Trump, the tweeting president that does nothing more than browbeat his political opposition. By the way, after 5 years, not one individual has been prosecuted by Donald Trump's administration. Not one. That's how you destroy a country. Read Proverbs 20, verse 8, when you get a moment. But again, what they do is they take the small numbers and they push their agenda by throwing them on the masses, trying to get you to capitulate, to throw your hands up in the air and say that there's nothing you can do. And again, how do they do this? Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Now, let me go back just a little bit so you can understand what's going on here again. Hillary Clinton, when she came out against Donald Trump in Iowa, when she kicked off her presidential campaign, listen carefully, okay? Donald Trump has all of this support. And I'm not justifying or propping him up. No. I'm not for him no more than I am Hillary Clinton, because they both work for the same people. That's what Americans haven't figured out yet. Okay, but what do? They take Donald Trump, who has all this support publicly, and you can see it for yourself, and they take Hillary Clinton, and they don't want you to see the support that she doesn't have, but they put her up as a credible contender for the presidency of the United States of America. Right? Did you know that 22 people showed up for her presidential kickoff when she ran against Donald Trump, but the media kept her out there like she was legitimate? Did you know that they actually had to pay people to come and sit in dedicated seating areas right behind Hillary Clinton so they could take these pictures to basically broadcast them and promulgate them out to the masses that she had all of this support when she didn't have the support? Did you know that? If you go to Barack Hussein's, Obama's even a better example. But Hillary was just as bad. As a matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama had more support than Hillary Clinton did. Okay, so what do? By the way, they take Hillary Clinton. They know that she's corrupt. They know that her husband is corrupt. Her husband is almost in peace for doing what? For selling secrets to the Chinese under Chinagate back in the 90s. You were led to believe it had something to do with Monica Lewinsky. It had nothing to do with that. Okay, but it's interesting how they take these criminals and then they put them up against the person they know they're going to put in office, like Donald Trump. And by the way, either way, they win. Okay, because the agenda is going forward more today than it ever has under Barack Hussein Obama. At least people were on their defenses when Barack Hussein Obama was in office. This guy is fiend under false pretenses, acting like the good guy, when in fact, behind closed doors, what's happening? Well, inaction. When it comes to dealing with corruption, which, by the way, is destroying this country. Let me go back to Barack Hussein Obama. If you remember right, CNN's president resigned due to the low viewership it received. Maybe this will shed some light as to why he resigned. Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN, said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to then Obama's administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the communist network. Lyon said CNN is paid by the U.S. and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She also stated that Obama's administration was paying for CNN's content. Okay? The New York Times actually blurted the truth out in their confusion, to their credit, I might add, that all information coming out of then the Obama administration is first vetted. That's illegal in this country. And you know it's happening all day long in the current administration. Okay? When you go to MSNBC, and again, I'm sorry I even have to bring them into the equation, but their slogan during the election campaign happened to be "Lean Forward." For those that don't know what that is, that's a communist statement. It's a slogan, which, again, is directly derived from the communist playbook. Remember Lean Forward? Remember his first campaign was to what? He wanted to restore, basically, the old past. That's how he sold himself to America. He changed. He sold himself on change to reformation. But that's not what he did. Once he got into office, he attacked the American people, especially those that he put there, right? But MSNBC used Lean Forward just to show you how this goes. MSNBC paraded people like radical lesbian Rachel Maddow, the shameful uncivil rights wannabe leader Al Sharpton, and Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews. This is the best they've got, but this is what they put up. They take the baser sort, they put them up as if to suggest they're the standard when nothing could be further from the truth, because what they're doing, in fact, is lowering the standard. Instead of raising the bar and raising the level of expectation concerning Americans, what do? They lower it. Okay? And you're becoming demoralized because you accept it. Okay? Do you remember that? Let's go back to 2010. I'm showing you how they put up the small population, the immoral population, up against the law and against the masses in the United States of America. During the 2010 elections, they had, again, unconstitutional, 63 Democratic representatives that were unseated. That's the voice of the people, okay? Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move 2012 Democratic convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena? And he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets. But somehow or another, friends, he knew when he told the Russian diplomat on a hot mic, we played the audio for you, that he was going to go for a second term before the elections. How did he know? Because the fix was in. Remember the major voter fraud going on in the country. America, voter fraud, big time. America, major deception, mainstream media. America, communists in said positions of government throughout the United States of America. It doesn't get any more obvious than where we are today, okay? Do you remember that it was reported in Milwaukee that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama? They did the same thing with Hillary, too, by the way. 18,000 seats for Barack Hussein Obama, his second term. Really? Folks, there was only 5,000 seats available. But if you didn't know the difference, you would think, oh my gosh, look at all the support he's got. No, they don't have the support. Biden doesn't have the support. Donald Trump has the support because you think he's the only option. Do you understand? There's 200 other people running for the presidency of the United States of America, and you've got Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That shows you, if you settle for this, how ignorant you have become. And this is exactly what they want you to do, is to become ignorant. And you're subjecting yourself to them by playing along with them, friends. Okay? I want to remind you, friends, Donald Trump has not prosecuted one person. He browbeats them, and he does nothing more but tweet. This is not how you make America great again. This is how you destroy America. A lack of justice. Ask the people of Machiavelli. Ask the people of any country that tolerate corruption in their government. You're going to be destroyed at length. Your sin will find you out, Numbers 32:23. Do you remember that 70%, and the same thing with Hillary Clinton for the record, 70% of Obama's Twitters, his followers, they were found out to be fake accounts. Fake accounts. He never had the support. Now, in all fairness, the first time that he ran, 68% of 18 to 33 voted him in. He had the support. And then, remember, he attacked the people that put him in office once he got into the people's White House? Remember that? Yeah. And then you put it up with it for, 8 years, America, you did? I mean, this is craziness, man. This, you know, when I talk like that, I catch myself thinking that there's a lot of people in this country, like Bruce Wilkerson, the mayor, who wants to hide the flags because the bad people are coming into town rather than standing up and dealing with them. This is what the American people are doing on so many fronts. I love America, but I love God first and foremost, and I love you enough to tell you His truth that's going to make you free. If you choose not to, well, then that's your condemnation, not mine. I'm going to be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I like when they get going on those radio voices, you know. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome. Final segment, hour two, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, do you think some of these people actually talk like that at home? Oh my goodness. I'm humored by some of it. Craziness. Folks, I'm here to show you today how the media continuously belittles the majority. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. I'm highlighting Hillary Clinton, who never had the support. The media put her up as having support. Donald Trump, by the way, went right along with it, who did have the support, because you were sold that they were the only options that you have. Like today, Joe Biden has zero support, friends, okay? They're putting him up as if he's a legitimate candidate against someone who has the support, but who has done nothing, friends, in dealing with the likes of a Joe Biden. Joe Biden and his son should have been in prison a long time ago by this DOJ under Donald Trump. He's done nothing. He has not prosecuted one person. America, you're destroying yourself by supporting an administration that is impotent. Where is the rule of law? Where are the prosecutors? You answer the question. Don't get mad at me. Don't shoot the messenger. You answer the question. You support him? What are you supporting? Justice guards our liberty, not injustice, not a lack of justice. That's what destroys us. Not one person has been prosecuted in 5 years. And you know, the military psyop, QAnon, is telling the people, oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And there's these ignorant conservatives that are going right along with it. Hey, listen, he should have did it the first day he was in office. He didn't do it.
Now we're talking 5 years later, and you're still making excuses. Do you know how ridiculous you really sound? And look at the false prophets. Oh, they have the full approbation of the church in America. But America, look at the church, the greatest advocates to abortion, homosexuality, Muslim infiltration, corruption in government. They're not the church. It's a lack of Christianity, just like what you're seeing in government today. It's not American government for the most part. It's foreign to American government. Let's call it for what it is. But we want to talk about how the mass amount of people in this country, and that's secondary. I don't want to fight against God's judgment, and I'm not going to do that. But I am here to show you how you're being lied to. And I'm also here to show you how the media is using the way minority, 1.7% of the population, in attacking our laws as they continuously play the victim and perpetuate the crime. Okay? How do they do it? Well, I'm showing you right now what they're doing, even today with Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Okay? I'm bringing you back to Hillary Clinton, and I'm bringing you back to Barack Hussein Obama. Hey, folks, you can't make up what I'm telling you. 70% of Obama's Twitters and Hillary Clinton's were completely fabricated, fake accounts, okay? Do you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't even get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama? But the media was right there to lead everybody in this country by the nose, as if to suggest, oh, the people in a vast majority voted him back into office. But did you forget, friends, Barack Hussein Obama told a Russian diplomat on a hot mic that he was going to do certain things for the Russians his second term. He wasn't voted in on a second term, friends. He was put in. The fix was in, and he knew it. You know, America, I think a lot of these movies that you've been conditioned, to think certain ways, a lot of these movies are telling you the truth. As if to kind of spell out for you what really happens behind closed doors. You better know the fix is in. You better know there's major voter fraud going on. You better know the media is picking up their causes and pushing out of their own mouths. Out of their own mouths, they'll tell you that they pick up the talking points and the narratives that they want, and they begin to push them at will. It's not the will of the people, and it's always contrary to American law. Have you ever noticed that? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm telling you, friends, my whole message today was completely turned into a direction I had no idea we're going. And again, you can thank God if this is ministering to you, because this is the Holy Ghost prying your eyes open, hopefully through the anointing, Isaiah 10:27. Let me keep going here. Stevie Wonder, going back to Barack Hussein Obama to show you how this works. Remember, an overwhelming amount of Americans voted Barack Hussein Obama back in. Yet 70% of his Twitter account was fake. They said that he filled up an 18,000-seat arena. There was only 5,000 seats. He couldn't even give away free tickets to fill up a 20,000-seat arena. 63 unconstitutional Democrat representatives were completely unseated. That's the voice of the American people. What did they do? They put the voice of propaganda on everything to ensure that he got a second term, and the masses believed it, okay? Then we have, remember, dictator Joseph Stalin, by the way, said those who cast the votes decide nothing, those who count the votes decide everything. Remember, there was massive voter fraud going on. Still alive and well today in America, friends. And why? Because the masses are believing the lies. There's the problem, okay? What about all those black supporters that Barack Hussein Obama allegedly had? Did you know, or don't you remember, that 7 in 10 black voters supported the Prop 8 marriage decision? The black population was also awakening to the fact that Barack Hussein Obama is Planned Parenthood's greatest advocate and zeroing in on the eradication of blacks and Hispanics, right? So let me ask you a question. Who did support Barack Hussein Obama? Well, here's to prove the point. The homosexuals, who made up less than 1.7% of the population. The very ones that were being used as a political battering ram only to make way for Sharia law. Now you see that's water under the bridge. And now you can see, oh my goodness, Bradley, you told us the truth 15 years ago. Yep, I did. By the Holy Ghost, not within. I know nothing by myself, Paul said. I stand in line with him. Okay. Planned Parenthood supports him only to be used as a political battering ram again to eradicate human life under the guise of choice, which is population control. The American people, the masses, have allowed government to sanction un-American government, unconstitutional government, illegal government, to sanction the murder of over 60 million babies, and you better rest assured there is going to be recompense from heaven for that. Who supported Barack Hussein Obama? Who supported these agendas? Well, who supported Barack Hussein Obama on a personal level? Well, the abortionists, the homosexuals, the Muslims, the communists. So you're telling me that there's a majority of homosexuals, abortionists, communists, and Muslims in America that re-voted him in? Yeah, it sounds like I'm in Minnesota here, as if to suggest Keith Ellison, the attorney general, actually got there off the vote of the people in the state. If anybody ever took the time to look at the state, the whole state's red except the metropolitan area, and he mysteriously wins. Okay, so we're doing this to ourselves. But again, I want to go back to this, friends. Who supported Barack Hussein Obama? Again, the homosexuals, the abortionists, and communists, and Muslims. And they make up 330 million people in this country? No, they make up less than 1.7% of the population, but the media pushes them like they are more than there really is. Who supported Barack Hussein Obama's administration? Countries like Cuba, Venezuela, China, Russia, and again, the Muslim Brotherhood. And the American people, the massive amount of Americans in this country, allowed him to transgress constitutional law over 1,168 times. Because they said they couldn't do anything. No, it's not what they couldn't do, it's what they didn't want to do, and it's what they allowed what they call the left to do. Do you see how this works, friends? Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Now, again, they're replaying the button with Joe Biden. And they're replaying the button with Donald Trump as your only option to Joe Biden. They already know that nobody wants Joe Biden. Everybody knows that he committed the act of treason. But everybody should also know that Donald Trump did nothing about his treason. But his supporters and his worshipers, they'll be appeased by him, well, just simply browbeating Joe Biden, as we continuously lose our God-given rights. See, they have put that which should take priority in their hearts aside for an idol. And the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And he also said, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to serve them. Right? That's his law. Those are commandments, not suggestions. America, I'm here to tell you today that you have all the power and strength under God to do the right thing. I have a question for you. Why is it that you haven't dealt with less than 1.7% of the population? Why is it that you allow corruption in government? And why is it that you allow corruption in the media to continuously spew their propaganda? They don't have the support. That's why they continuously push fear and oppression, because they want to paralyze the people. But the only way that this can happen is when you take your eyes off of God. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.